He was right. There was nothing for me to complain about. They had thought of everything. Warren was the logical place, the deep freeze where I could be put away for the rest of my days. "At least it's not the incinerator," I said.
"What?"
"Never mind, a private joke." Then I thought of something. "Tell me, is it possible to visit Warren? I mean, go through the place and look it over as a visitor?"
"Yes, I think they have people coming down all the time, regular tours through the home as a kind of public relations thing. But why?"
"Because I want to see. I've got to know what's going to happen while I'm still enough in control to be able to do something about it. See if you can arrange it as soon as possible." I could see he was upset about the idea of my visiting Warren, as if I were ordering my coffin to sit in before I died. But then, I can't blame him, because he doesn't realize that finding out who I really am, the meaning of my total existence, involves knowing the possibilities of my future as well as my past, where I'm going as well as where I've been. Although we know the end of the maze holds death, and it is something I have not always known. Not long ago, the adolescent in me thought death could happen only to other people. I see now that the path I choose through that maze makes me what I am. I am not only a thing, but also a way of being, one of many ways. And knowing the paths I have followed, and the ones left to take, will help me understand what I am becoming. That evening, and for the next few days, I immersed myself in psychology texts. Clinical, personality, psychometrics, learning, experimental psychology, animal psychology, physiological psychology, behaviorist, gestalt, analytical, functional, dynamic, organismic, and all the rest of the ancient and modern factions, schools, and systems of thought. The depressing thing is that so many of the ideas on which our psychologists base their beliefs about human intelligence, memory, and learning are all wishful thinking. Faye wants to come down and visit the lab, but I've told her not to. All I need now is for Alice and Faye to run into each other. I have enough to worry about without that.